This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Last week we saw prices making fresh life of contract highs 3 out of 4 days in a holiday shortened week. March futures touched the week's high, 89.23 in the early hours of the Thursday trading. Total open interest is down a bit from last Thursday, but overall, daily volumes starting to return to normal. Now, when we look at export sales for cotton, the export sales report ending for the week, February 11th, net sales 119,500 bales of upland cotton. Sales of upland mainly to China, they took over 44,000 bales. Vietnam had over 27,000. Sales for the new crop dominated by Turkey, where mills purchased 11,000 bales, was offset by some reductions from Bangladesh. USDA also held their first virtual World Ag Outlook Conference, and it does feature USDA's first in-depth of the new marketing year and provides a sort of starting point for forecasting what supply and demand may be next year. Most analysts seem to expect cotton planted acres somewhere between 11.47 million acres from the National Cotton Council and last year's 12.09 million acres. USDA says 12 million acres is leaning on the high side of analyst projections. For Plains Cotton Cooperative Association, I'm Tony St. James.